It was just getting light as the flotilla fast down the Humber, the low sun casting a yellow light across the sea immediately ahead of us. All day long, we held our course towards the Skagerrak, and by nightfall we were nearing our destination. In the early hours of the morning, we laid mines, and it was already light before the flotilla had reassembled, when Abdil, at the head of the line, swung onto her new course. The slight haze and dim light of the dawn made her appear to be several miles ahead of us in Sandfly, though her distance could not have been more than 2,000 yards. During the forenoon watch, while proceeding in submarine screen, Vehement, on the starboard side wing, suddenly swung off her course and dropped 2 depth charges. Next moment, her semaphore arms spelt out a signal to Abdil, submitting she had spotted the periscope of a submarine quite close to the flotilla. There was nothing more to be done, as we had now left the submarine well astern. If indeed the submarine had not been merely an illusion in the overheated brain of Vehement's Snotty, who was on watch at the time. But the flotilla was not interested in the matter, as it considered it had more important things to do than to go submarine chasing. That sort of thing was all very well for the Grand Fleet destroyers, or for the various patrols and escorts around the coast. It was the day's excitement for them. Our job was to get back and load up with mines as quickly as possible, so we made the journey at fairly high speed and arrived off Immingham late in the evening. After the usual delay, we entered the basin and secured up about 4 a.m.